I looked in and thought, this would be a shit way to die, and I don't plan on doing this today. Didn't want to leave that legacy to my children.
Another Shoalhaven Water podcast, presenting community information your way.
Hello, my name's Kate. I live at Budjong, and that's where we are today. I'm here to tell a story about what happened to me in my backyard on the 7th of December 2023. So in my backyard, I have a septic tank that's been there for a bit over 30 years, but we don't take any notice of it. And I was in the backyard taking photos of my dog, and I absentmindedly stepped back onto the septic tank and suddenly found myself in a totally different place. The septic tank gave way, the lid, and I fell through and was hanging in the septic and struggling. It was like dropping through a porthole into another world. I had no idea what had happened, and it was suddenly pretty awful and quite a struggle.
My name's Steve. I'm from Budjong. I'm next door neighbour to Kate. I'm the guy who got Kate out of the septic tank. Just got out of the shower. Went downstairs, sat on the phone was on the lounge, the phone rang, answered the phone. After about two rings, it was Kate, told me, fallen in the septic tank, can't get out, I need your help.
So what happened, because I was taking photos with my phone, the phone flipped out to the outer rim, and it took me a while, but I struggled with my elbows to get to the phone and reach it. And then I called Steve, and that's when his nightmare started.
At this time I took off, running across, it's about 150 metres from my house, run across. The whole time I'm thinking, she can't be in the septic tank, there must be something else going on. Anyway, I got there and she was in the septic tank.
I can understand you're taking photos, your mind's not on it, but you were on the lid, is it a plastic lid?
No, it's a concrete lid. A concrete lid, and in the middle of it, it has like a manhole part that could be pulled out. Unfortunately, the manhole part dropped through. It had eroded around the edges.
So at that, I'm a retired builder. So I got to the tank. Kate's there with her arms outspread, hanging on. And I'm thinking the lid's gone and she's in there. So it's quite clear what happened. I'm thinking, as a builder, I'm thinking, what failed? I don't know what's failed yet. And I went, I don't think it's going to be a good idea to try to pull her out. Because I figured that the weight of her and me on the one place, it could fail the whole thing. So I decided then to get a ladder. And the septic tank's down the back there. Run another 30 metres to get a ladder, because I didn't have time to do a risk assessment. I had trouble getting the ladder in there because of her in the hatch, the small hatch and the wide ladder. Figured it out, got it in, and by that time, she was just about gone.
By that time, I was starting to lose consciousness a bit and was really struggling. Yeah.
Another 2 minutes and it would have been a different story.
The Drop, a Shoalhaven Water podcast presentation. In the next episode, our conversation with Kate continues.
It was a shock. I'd never been told that a septic tank lid could fail or would fail eventually. Since then, I've done a lot of research and discovered they will all fail, concrete septic tank lids, eventually. And I think it's really important that people are aware of that. And I wouldn't like it to happen to anyone else.
This podcast series is a community service message from Shoalhaven Water. For more information, visit shoalwater.nsw.gov.au.